So turn with me to Romans and chapter 12. I told you that Jesus said, you don't want all these goats and bulls and tithe and all these type of offerings. You made a body for me, Father. Here is my body. And this body is a sacrifice. I will never do my will in this body. I will never look with my eyes at something, Father, you don't want me to look at. I will never speak with my tongue something you don't want me to speak. This body is yours. That's what he read in Hebrews 10. That is what Abel did. I give something which costs me something. Do you know that some of you earn such a lot of money? I know that. I don't know how much you earn, but I know that everybody here earns a lot of money. And if you take 10% of your income and give it to God, it'll cost you zero. Think of it. Calculate 10% of your monthly income or your wealth. Think, will you give 10% of your wealth to God? Even if you give it, 90% is yours. It costs you zero. You don't do it because I think there's a miserly attitude in the average Christian. But even if you do it, it costs you nothing. And the Lord says, that's not what I'm looking for. I want to see whether you'll give me your body. Romans 12, verse 1. I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. That means in view of God's tremendous mercy upon your life. What are you going to give in return to God? When somebody's been so good to you, present your body. Same thing. That's what Jesus said. God, you don't want the bulls and goats and tithes. You want my body. And the Holy Spirit is saying here, if you're a Christian and a disciple of Jesus, God, the way you show your gratitude for God's mercy is by presenting your body. Taking your body and putting it on the altar. And saying, Lord, I have used this body for pleasing myself. What do I mean by pleasing myself? I said whatever I felt like saying. I've looked at whatever I felt like looking at. I spent my time with whatever way I felt like spending my time. If you live like that, I want to very humbly say to you, very humbly, I want to tell you the truth. You do not love Jesus Christ at all. You're fooling yourself if you think you love Jesus Christ. If you use your body just as you like. Oh, it's all a deception. I don't want to face the Lord after having lived like that. I don't want to face the Lord if I've lived like that on this earth. Present in view of the mercies of God, when you think of all the mercies of God, what will you give? Not goats and bulls and money, but your body. A living and a holy sacrifice, acceptable to God. And that is, it says here, your spiritual service of worship. In other words, that is your spiritual worship. Many people don't know what worship is. Almost every church that meets in this building and all the buildings in Dubai, Christian meetings, they call their worship service singing and praising. That is not worship. That is singing and praising. Good. Thanksgiving is not worship. Why do they use a word when the Bible uses that word in some other way? This is worship. To present your body, even if you can't sing. Lord, take my eyes and take my tongue and don't let me sin with that anymore like I've done in all these past years. I'm only talking about two members in your body, your tongue and your eyes. If you're not willing to give that to Jesus from today onwards, I'll say to you, you don't really love Jesus Christ. And I would seriously question whether you're even a Christian. Yeah, that's the truth. If you come here, you hear the truth. If you don't want to hear the truth, there are many other churches you can go and sit. Sure. But that is the only worship that God accepts. So it's very, very important that we take this seriously. The words of David, I will never offer to the Lord that which cost me nothing. I'll tell you another man who spoke in the same spirit. That was Abraham. You know the story. Abraham, one day God told him, take your son and walk 3 days to Mount Moriah and kill him there. Offer him to me. Now Isaac was the most precious thing that Abraham had, just like your eyes and your tongue are very precious to you. For Abraham it was his son. And God said, sacrifice it to me. Why 3 days? So that he can have time to think about it. Is it worth doing it? God never forces us to do something immediately. And even the things that you hear today, you don't have to act immediately. Go and think about it for 3 days. And see whether it is worth serving such a God who demands my tongue and my eyes and who is not a beggar asking for my money. Is it worth serving such a God? So Abraham walked 3 days and he says, yeah, it's worth it. And when he reached there, he had his servants with him. Let me read to you from Genesis chapter 22. He reached there and he told his servants. Abraham said to the young men, Genesis 22 verse 5. When they reached Mount Moriah, he said, stay here with this donkey. Are you reading it? I and my son will go up there and we will worship. That is the first time in the Bible the word worship comes. First time. What was worship for Abraham? Was he going up there to sing songs? Oh no. He was going up there in the spirit of Abel to offer that which cost him everything. That was worship. And the only type of worship that anybody can call worship is when he has offered to God that which has cost him everything. For Abraham, it was his son. In your case, I don't know what it is. And I want you to now turn to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 3. Solomon began to build the house of the Lord. Where did he build it? Not in any place. It had to be in a particular place where the temple had to be built. And the Lord says, the temple had to be built, verse 1, in Mount Moriah. That's where Abraham offered his son. That's where Abraham said, I will not offer to God that which cost me nothing. I will not offer 10,000 sheep to Abraham, to God. He's asked for my son, I'll give my son. And the same place where the Lord appeared to David in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, which we saw, where David also said, I will never offer to God that which cost me nothing. Why did God choose a place where two people said to God, I will not offer to God that which cost me nothing, and said, that's the place where the temple must be built? It is to teach us a lesson today, that the church is built today by people who have the spirit of Abraham, the spirit of David, who say, I will never offer to God that which cost me nothing. And I've seen through the years, I've seen so many different type of people come to CFC. But the ones whom God has used to build His church are not the ones who think they know so much of the Bible, not those who speak in tongues, but those who say, Lord, I will never offer to You that which cost me nothing. Here is my body. Here is my tongue. Here are my eyes. They are Yours. I don't want to do my will in this body. I don't want to do what I feel like. I don't want to look at what I feel like. I don't want to speak what I feel like. I want to say to all of you, my dear brothers and sisters, you have the opportunity to be one of those who build the body of Jesus Christ. If you will come like Jesus and say, what are you looking for, God? You're looking for my body. I present my body, that in this body, I never want to do what I wish. I never want to, from today onwards, to speak what I feel like speaking. Sometimes when you're in a provocative situation, you feel like saying something. Shut your mouth. Keep quiet. When you feel like looking at something that satisfies your lust, turn your eyes away. Then you're presenting your body. Those are the people who are building God's church in CFC. Not all the people who come and sit here and sing songs. I hope you realize that. Who are they? God knows. God can draw a dividing line right now and put the followers of Cain on one side, the followers of Abel on one side. And I hope you will take seriously, at least from today, to say, Lord, I want to follow Abel, who offered to God that which the very best. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, please help us to understand the importance of these things. We don't want the devil to make fools of us. And we stand before you in the final day, thinking everything was okay, when everything was not okay. Help us to have light, Lord, that we don't satisfy ourselves that we go to a good church, but that we have a relationship with you that you can approve of. I know that everyone will not accept this message, because some people are deaf to your voice, but I know that those who have ears to hear will hear, and I pray that that number will increase in this church. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.